She's a good sport.
Pre-clean it. Siobhan, I don't think anybody would be near your closet either.
No, I don't think so.
No. And then, of course, Swollen Members and Sean Ashmore, and the list just goes on and on. You've had a great opportunity to interview some really incredible people.
Yeah, it's great to get to meet them and just, you know, talk to them about their experiences and share some of my own.
And then how about you're a position as an MTV Select host, gives you an opportunity and an outlet to produce your own segments, as well as interview some of the biggest names in the industry. How do you feel about having that sort of connection and being sort of being able to associate produce, I guess, is what you do for your program?
Well, my position is actually as a co-host, and I do all of the out-of-studio stuff, so basically anything out on location. And it was great. I mean, that's originally what I started off doing, was just kind of a field reporter. And then I, again, got the credit as an associate producer, and I think that it's really helped me in front of the camera, mm-hmm. because when you're looking for behind the camera, then it just makes you so much stronger as a host. You can kind of look at it as an entire package. And I really like just having the extra control, and MTV Select is awesome in that they basically let us do what we want. They give us free rein, and then if we do something bad, they'll give us a little smack. But generally, we get to play around a lot, and we've got a great team. It's a really, really amazing place to work.
That's fun. What are your, now obviously, you probably, like all of us, have a dream for your future and desires for yourself. Is there anything that you can talk about that you're working on right now or working towards?
I'm just working on getting better as a host. I mean, this is my first job out of BCIT, like I said, as well as, you know, now I'm gaining the producing side of things. And personally, I'm good where I am right now. I've been there for almost 2 years, so I'm learning a lot, and we just went on regular cable in most of the country. So we're really having the opportunity to make a great show. And as far as myself personally, I don't close any doors. Mm-hmm. I'm always, you know, looking for the new thing. But right now I'm just happy doing what I'm doing. Every day is so different that it, you know, it doesn't get boring. So that keeps me happy.
Oh, that's good. And it's awesome to have a local girl, you know, to have her input into the influence of young people across the country. And it's nice. It's nice to have that. And it's, you know, it's we always think that the States has, you know, all the best of things, but we really, I think, have the best talent in Canada.
I think so too.
Oh, the list goes on and on and on with all the people that we've got here. A very special accomplishment of yours, which actually is going to sort of lead us into our topic today, because I think it's really cool, is that you were flown to New York as a finalist for YM Magazine and for an opportunity to be on their cover. I understand you completed a full spread, page spread for the magazine with other finalists.
Yes, that's right. That was actually, I guess, how you could say I got my break into this business. I read YM Magazine when I was younger all the time. I thought it was great. All my friends did. And then once a year, they hold a contest for their readers where they can send in their pictures. And then they have the opportunity, like you mentioned, to be flown to New York City and to participate in a photo shoot with girls from all over North America, as well as Tyra Banks, who is, of course, a well-known supermodel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was basically a dream trip come true, all expenses paid, totally
nice.
Taken care of. And, it was really great. It was a good way to get initiated into the business, although I don't think it's ever been as sweet since.
No, I think that's pretty big. That's around sort of like the lottery thing.
Yeah, it was really fun. And I still keep in touch with a few of the girls here and there, and they've all gone on to, you know, wonderful things.
Oh, good for you. How old were you when
I was 16.
That? Oh, what a great thing for a 16-year-old. Because, you know, you're sort of through that hump, but not quite, and it just sort of gives you that boost of, you know, just to help you really feel good about yourself. Well, I'll tell you, you have a fabulous reputation, Amanda. You're passionate and honest and focused and very dedicated, and you have an incredible zest for life, and we're thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
In talking about our topic today, we're going to talk about self-esteem issues in young girls. And so much is talked about these days, and we've got so much information, yet it still seems to be a universal problem. I know, I've got daughters myself, which, of course, you know, one of them's here today, and I know that it's just predominant, even amongst the girls that come over to the house. And, you know, it's not uncommon to have girls spread all over my office floor or on the ground talking while I'm trying to work. And it's very interesting because this phenomenon, all the information we've got, all the, you know, sort of hype and positive stuff we try to build around kids, and it still seems to be this tremendous universal problem. And there's still girls, which is shocking, 12, 13 years old, 14 years old, struggling with self-esteem issues, suicide contemplations, terrible things that just break my heart as a mother, and I think, what's happening to our youth? And for me, I want to be able to try and inspire some really basic concepts into girls to try to help them. I mean, of course, boys too, but we're women, so we're talking about the girl side right now. But to be able to try and give them some clues that will help them sort of get through that really rough stage of their life. So, you know, I mean, you're obviously a very physically beautiful girl. You have an excellent reputation. You have an inner beauty and outer beauty. Did you have struggles with the things that I'm talking about? Because the common thing is, and Siobhan will tell you, and she'll talk about it in a minute, is that beautiful girls don't struggle.
No, I don't think that at all. I mean, I got my start in modeling, and I would go to 5 auditions in a day. And I would literally go from one client saying, no, you can't get the job because you're too large, to 5 minutes later, the next client saying, no, you can't get the job because you're too skinny. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everybody faces, you know, self-esteem issues, especially when they're teenagers. I think that for me, I really started to learn who I was and about myself in my early 20s. And I always say to my friends now, like, it's only a difference of, you know, 3 or 4 years, but I feel like I've just grown up so much since then. And, you know, everybody goes through it, and you just got to keep going and realize that you're not alone. I mean, of course, it's hard when people, especially in my business, I mean, a lot of the times before you even walk in the door, you're either going to be what they're looking for or you're not going to be. So there's no point in judging yourself on somebody else's opinion. You just got to love yourself and be your own best friend.
That's really true. We actually did a segment called Be Your Own Best Friend, and I wrote a saying that said, fear nothing but to betray yourself. For if you lose your best friend, who shall watch over you? But, you know, it's very interesting that you would make those comments about learning that, because you were experiencing, you know, like going in this business, experiencing constant rejection after rejection after rejection, walking away from those, each of those individual segments. That could be applied to anything in life, you know, where you try, when you're a girl in the school grounds and you're trying to get in with the group of girls and trying to, you know, go over there at lunchtime and you're trying to have a little conversation with them and they sort of shove you off or they, you know, do not make room for you at the table. So those are really real things that happen. And it's the same thing, whether you're getting rejected and, you know, someone's looking at you and saying there's something about you physically that's not suitable for us, or whether some girls are looking at you and for some reason they're saying you're not acceptable. What did you do when you walked away? What did you tell yourself inside? How did you comfort yourself? And, you know, because obviously during that car ride home or onto the next shoot, you have to pull yourself together somehow. And if you were younger, what did you do and how did you get that help?
One thing that I always try to do, and of course this took me a long time to develop this skill, but just not to care, you know, like if somebody doesn't want to hang out with me or if somebody doesn't want to hire me for a job, then that's fine. There's always going to be the next job or the next friend. I would never want to be a part of a group that didn't fully want me there. There are too many beautiful and wonderful people in the world to waste your time with people like that. And at the same time, understand that everybody is individual and not everybody is going to like you, nor do you have to, you know, like everybody else. You can coexist in the same world and just be happy with yourself and just, you know, surround yourself with people that do want to be around you. And you don't need a huge group of friends or, you know, tons mm-hmm. of job opportunities. Just be true to yourself and focus on the people that do want to be with you.
Those are excellent points, and that's very, very true. And they're actually things you have to learn over time. They don't come so easily. They have to sort of walk your way through those things.
Of course.
And then what about body image, Amanda, and looks? Like, do you have anything that you want to sort of share with young girls about body image? Because, you know, there's big issues around body image. Not everybody's built the same. Not everybody looks the same. And to strive to have this perfect look is really sometimes killing some of our youth. Do you have a perspective on that body image?
I think that's really sad. I mean, I think it's definitely true, but I do think it's really sad. And I mean, girls shouldn't have to put themselves up against girls in a magazine or, you know, people on TV. And I don't know what the solution is to that except for to just love yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you don't like the way something about you looks, you know, if you're stressed out about how you look physically, then it's going to make you feel better to change that about you. And I don't think that you should ever go on a diet or, you know, do something physically to change your body for somebody else, but if it's something that's going to make you happy, then go to a gym or, you know, play a sport or just do something that's going to make you happy. And don't try and compare yourself to other people, because you know what, that girl might be you know, have a smaller build than you, but you may have a way better laugh than her. And everybody's got their own qualities, and you just have to focus on that. And there's so many people in this world, you're never going to be the best.
Yeah, that's very true. Those are excellent points. And I guess that, you know, that is sort of that struggle with young girls. And you brought up a good point about sports. And actually, we can bring Siobhan into this conversation, because Siobhan, from the time she was 5 years old, she's a beautiful, petite young girl. And she looked at me as a little girl. It's like, Mommy, I'm so tiny, and all the kids make fun of me. And I was like, well, you were built to be a gymnast, that's why. And so, you know, it's sort of creative, trying to figure out how to sort of build her self-esteem. In the next few weeks, we're actually going to do a show with Sport BC on talking about sports and kids and how it builds self-esteem. So, Siobhan, just talk briefly about how gymnastics sort of helped contribute to your self-esteem and to make you feel better about who you were.
Well, like you said previously, like, I was always getting made fun of in school, and I never really had something of my own that I could say that, yeah, this is what I was good at. So when you decided to put me into gymnastics and I excelled at it right away, like, I just went from bottom to top, and I was very impressed with myself. and having that skill, I was able to go to school and show people, yeah, I can do backflips, and they'd all look at me in a different light. And then because of that, I gained my self-esteem, and because of gymnastics and knowing that I had something about me that was different than everyone else, it gave me that extra boost of confidence. And from gymnastics, I've been disciplined, I'm competitive, and I know who I am and what I can handle, and I have lots of self-esteem just from that in itself.
Yeah, I'll say. She's got a lot of self-esteem. Were you ever involved in sports, Amanda?
I am, yeah. I still am involved in sports. When I was in high school, I played volleyball.
Ah.
Senior high school, I didn't do too much sports because I got very involved in my school newspaper, which, of course, is what got me into BCIT. But over the last couple of years, I've spent a lot of time up on the mountain. I bought myself a season's pass to Whistler about 2 years ago, and I just taught myself how to snowboard. And that has become my sport of choice. I absolutely love it. And in this summer, I actually got the chance to go up to Tofino for the first time and try surfing. So I loved it. Those are my two favorite sports right now. I like stuff that's outside and can be individual so that you can just try and get better as yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to get involved in sports, because I think you then find I can succeed at something. And it doesn't have to be any wild, crazy sport. It doesn't even have to be necessarily a hugely competitive sport, but something that gets you physical and out there, and it's like, okay, I can coordinate myself. And it does add a discipline. Tell me, when you're surfing in Tofino, you're wearing a wetsuit, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cold up there.
It's brutal up
there.
But
it's fun. Once you get going, you're not cold at all.
No. It's pretty cold. So coming up after the break, we're going to continue our discussion with Amanda McKay from MTV Select and Siobhan, and we're going to talk a little bit more detail about this self-esteem issue in young girls. And we've got a letter from a 14-year-old girl that we're going to read after the break coming up. So this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.